So have you ever felt that sort of slow burn resentment when, say, a coworker or your partner, or even just the healthcare system, doesn't match your level of effort?
Oh, absolutely. Like you're dragging this massive wagon of your life all by yourself.
Exactly. And they're just, along for the ride.
Yeah, it's an incredibly common kind of exhaustion. I mean, we're so deeply wired to expect fairness and reciprocity from the world around us.
Right, which is exactly what we're unpacking in today's deep dive. We're looking at Law 10 from the Laws of Life book and workbook.
And it delivers a pretty harsh reality check, right?
It really does. But it's also liberating. The rule is basically that no one will ever care as much or work as hard for your life as you do.
Yeah, the mission today is really to figure out why we keep waiting for these external saviors, right?
Right.
And how adopting radical ownership can just completely eliminate that background stress.
So the author kicks this off with a really vivid analogy. Imagine you're walking down this like really busy city street.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
To you, everyone else on that sidewalk is basically an NPC, right? Like a non-player character in a video game.
Right, totally. Just background characters.
But the crucial realization is that to them, you're an NPC too.
Yeah, it really just comes down to human bandwidth. I mean, our brains physically do not have the neural real estate to process deep personal empathy for every single person we encounter.
Even if they're professionals, right? Like people paid to care.
Exactly. Like a well-meaning doctor seeing 20 patients a day or a dedicated teacher with 30 kids, they simply cannot care about your specific life or your child the exact way you do.
Which makes sense. But if we intrinsically know this, if we know we have to save ourselves, why do we act like a safety net is just going to miraculously appear when things go wrong?
Well, that's classic cognitive dissonance. There's this massive clash between your core belief, knowing it's all on you, and your actual behavior.
Like waiting for a boss to finally notice you and hand over a promotion.
Exactly. Or relying completely on a broken system to fix a chronic health issue. When your actions fight your reality, it creates a constant low-level stress response.
Wow. So it's like driving with the parking brake on.
That's a perfect way to put it. You're burning out your engine over decades
Yeah.
and slowly eroding your finances and your health in the process.
So to take that parking brake off, the text gives us a framework. It's called the LOD method. Let's look at the first half. L stands for look at everything as your responsibility.
And O is own the result, not just your role, which means stepping way outside your official job description.
Right, like if an outcome impacts your life, you own it.
Yes,
But
exactly.
wait, if I own the result for absolutely everything, don't I just become the office doormat? I mean, I'd be carrying everyone else's weight
Yeah.
while they just coast.
It's a natural fear, but no, it's not about doing everyone's chores. It's about owning the results that actually matter to you.
Oh, okay, I see the distinction.
Yeah, saying that's not my job is basically the anthem of the average. If a delayed project hurts your career trajectory, you don't just sit back and blame the delay, right? You step up to manage the outcome.
Regardless of who was actually supposed to do what.
Exactly. Which leads directly into A and D act without waiting and do more than is required.
Because if you're the only one who truly cares about the outcome, waiting for permission or like group consensus is just a stall tactic.
Right, you have to make yourself irreplaceable.
But taking on all that radical responsibility, it just sounds exhausting. Like, why put in that much work just for yourself? Which brings up what really caught me off guard in this source.
The self-love part.
Yes, we usually think of self-love as, bubble baths and daily affirmations, but this frames it as a literal survival requirement.
The author uses a striking analogy here. If a total stranger saved your child's life, you would love them fiercely for it.
Oh, absolutely, without question.
Therefore, you have to apply that exact same fierce love and effort to yourself. If you do not step up and save yourself, you inevitably become a burden to the very family you're trying to protect.
Wow. Taking care of yourself is the ultimate act of taking care of your loved ones.
Exactly. Your future, your family, your life, they are your job alone.
And once you stop expecting the NPCs in your life to match your effort, you can finally drop all that resentment and take back your power.
Right. And to connect this to the bigger picture, it leaves us with an important question to really evaluate our own lives.
Ooh, let's hear it.
If you were to audit your actions over the last 90 days, would your calendar and bank statements actually prove that you treat your life as your own responsibility?
Or are you still just out there waiting for someone else to step in and pull the wagon?